So, you know, here in the Great Lakes, a major threat is looming. We talk about these oil pipelines in the Straits of Mackinac. Well, imagine just within a mile of Lake Huron burying eternally radioactive nuclear waste. Well, that is what's potentially about to happen. Beverly Fernandez is with us, spokesperson for the group Stop the Great Lakes Nuclear Dump. Beverly, thank you for joining us on WILS.
Well, thank you for having me on the show, Mike. Yeah,
and this is going to be happening in Canada, right there by Lake Huron, and you are from Canada yourself. How close is it to actually occurring?
Well, I think a decision might be made by the end of the year this year. Yes, and what OPG wants to do is bury its radioactive nuclear waste less than a mile from the shore of the Great Lakes, the drinking water for 40 million people
in two countries. Why did they pick that location?
Well, they picked it because that is the site of the Bruce Nuclear Power Plant, and the waste is already there. Mm-hmm. But most unfortunately, they did not look at any other actual sites in a province that is the size of France and Spain combined.
Hmm. Okay. And now it's a mile away from the lake, so how did it make its way into the Great Lakes, this nuclear waste?
Well, if this nuclear waste dump were to leak, and I will point out that there are only three other deep nuclear waste repositories on our entire planet, and they have all leaked. So we have a 100% failure rate mm-hmm. of these kinds of repositories.
That sounds scary. Beverly Fernandez with us. She's with Stop the Great Lakes Nuclear Dump. It's stopthegreatlakesnucleardump.com. And in fact, just this month, a group of congressional leaders from the Great Lakes, they want Secretary of State Rex Tillerson to stop Canada from doing this. Hey, does he have the power to do that?
Well, you know, it's wonderful that they are standing up to oppose this. And yes, they certainly have political power to exert on Canada because, you know, the Great Lakes are not Canada's. Mm-hmm. They are a shared precious natural resource shared with our neighbors in the U.S. So, yes, they should have a very strong say in what happens with the burial of this nuclear waste right beside our drinking water.
But what about the Canadian government? How are they allowing this to move forward?
That is a very good question, and we really wish that they had long ago put an end to this dangerous plan, mm-hmm. but it just seems to be moving forward. OPG's plan is moving forward, you know, through the various stages. Okay. Now, there are, in addition to the Congress members, 32 of them, that have come together to sign a letter asking for this to be stopped, we also have 224 resolutions representing 23 million people mm-hmm. from, you know, communities, from elected officials in Canada and the U.S.
And they're saying stop it. Well, what about your prime minister? What's his position on this whole thing?
He has not said his position on it, and it is up to our federal cabinet to decide. So it would be our prime minister, mm-hmm. Justin Trudeau, and our federal cabinet that will look at this and will make the decision.
Okay. So he hasn't expressed a position. That doesn't make sense. It seems like a big issue for him to take a position on. What's holding him up?
Well, exactly. One would think, you know, we have done what we can to engage the Prime Minister on this issue mm-hmm. and to engage all the members of our federal cabinet on it as well. And, you know, we do have these resolutions. There is a petition on our website. It's been signed by almost 100,000 people, and there are other petitions as well. There are about 250,000 signatures.
Right, bureaucratically, this is moving forward, right, within the Canadian government?
It is. I mean, we don't know what their decision will be. They will come down with their decision, hopefully, mm-hmm. By the end of this year, but we do not know what that decision will be, and therefore mm-hmm. the importance of, you know, spreading information about this and expressing, you know, the dangers of this plan. I mean, the Great Lakes support a $6 trillion economy, yeah. and they do provide the drinking water for 40 million people. So,
and what would happen if we got nuclear waste into the lake water? What would occur at that point?
Well, it would not be drinkable. Mm-hmm. right? Well, so
is that
really,
forever, basically? It would just ruin the water?
Well, no, this nuclear waste remains radioactive for 100,000 years.
No,
so in essence, it is almost forever. You know, I would say that no responsible government should allow the drinking water of 40 million people to be placed at risk.
Yeah, that sounds reasonable. Beverly Fernandez, she's a spokesperson for the group Stop the Great Lakes Nuclear Dump. Find her at stopthegreatlakesnuclearedump.com. Beverly Fernandez on WILS. Thank you, Beverly.
Thank you, Mike.